language story now. Go with me here. If something is killing you, what do you call it? If it's a thug on the street, you call it violence. If it's your own bad choices, a lot of skydiving or helmetless motorcycle riding, helicopter freestyle snowboarding, that sort of thing, then you call it reckless. Diseases kill you as well, and medical conditions are sometimes a complicated mix of behaviors, lifestyles, and the consequences that feed back into your body to create circumstances that doctors have to deal with. Doctors, of course, deal with obesity and the consequences of obesity for individual patients and as a matter of public health for the entire population. Well, this week, the American Medical Association officially recognized obesity as a disease. Is this stating the obvious, or is it playing a language game that insurance companies and health policy experts like to play to simplify a complicated problem? How useful is this designation, obesity as a disease? Dr. Stephen Cook joins us. He's a pediatrician and an associate professor in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Dr. David Liu, also with us, practicing board-certified a family physician and author of The Thrifty Patient, Vital Insider Tips for Saving Money and Staying Healthy. Welcome, Dr. Liu.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So, Dr. Cook, let's begin with you. Dr. Patrice Harris, who's a member of the AMA's board, says recognizing obesity as a disease will help change the way the medical community tackles this complex issue. How does it change things, Dr. Cook?
I think it's a very important first step because it's going to get us away from the shame and blame game. Obesity as a disease is important because we have to acknowledge the fact that at some point, too much body fat is unhealthy and there are metabolic problems. I'm not saying that every person who has a BMI above a BMI of 30 as a cutoff for obesity has the disease, but it's like blood pressure. You know, everyone has to have some blood pressure. If you don't have any, you're in shock and you're dead. You have to have some body fat. But at some point, having too much body fat is unhealthy. At some point, having too much blood pressure or too high a blood sugar is unhealthy, and that's diabetes or hypertension. And the problem is that without really identifying the disease, then the effective services that should be available to people who have a disease of obesity need to be covered and paid for and made available. I don't want the problem to be overly medicalized, but we do have to acknowledge that there is a disease state.
All right. So designating obesity as a disease is helpful, according to Dr. Stephen Cook. Dr. Davis Liu, what do you think?
Well, certainly I agree with Dr. Cook. Obesity is a problem. I do think, however, it does medicalize a lifestyle issue. Do we want the healthcare system and doctors now to be prescribing more diet pills? Do we want more surgeries for what is arguably a lifestyle issue? It's obvious that it's happening across this country. And the other question would be, are doctors the best trained to counsel patients on lifestyle things, considering that we are not trained very well to do this in medical school? And are there other people who might be better to handle this lifestyle issue?
Is part of the question, though, Dr. Liu, that healthcare is something that's done not just by doctors and that calling it a disease might encourage doctors to actually deal with some of these lifestyle questions better, which would have applications outside of obesity?
Well, let's be honest, right? It's obvious that obesity is a problem. So whether you call it a disease or whether you call it what it is, which is obvious to everybody, I think is not really relevant. I think the question is, do the doctors have the conversations needed to go forward? It's not clear that calling it a disease would actually make that happen. I'd also note the AMA's committee that actually studied this issue for over a year actually asked and not recommended it be labeled a disease. But the AMA House of Delegates actually overruled them, which I thought was quite interesting. So I think it's controversial. I think we all agree it's a problem. But whether calling it a disease is going to actually make that country healthier, I think that's the real question. I have some serious skepticism about that.
Dr. Cook, respond to the skepticism, if you would.
The points of this are very valid. It is not clear that calling this a disease really will dramatically change things. But without calling it a disease, if the AMA sits on the fence and doesn't really make a bold statement, that's enough energy for insurance companies, for payers to deny payment of effective treatments. We know that there will be a vast improvement of people if they can lose 10, 15% of their body weight. I'm not saying doctors are the best people to treat it either, but there are effective treatments that are out there. They've been evaluated and reviewed by the U.S. Preventive Services, and those are being endorsed. The problem is, without calling it, without identifying it as a disease, and really using the expertise of people in the field to evaluate this, you're really selling patients short, people who need help. If you look at where healthcare is going, you know, the current system doesn't deal with the acute setting anymore, and our healthcare and interactive system is not appropriate to deal with this. The vast majority of health conditions are related to social and behavioral health issues, whether it's environment, whether it's mental health, lifestyle. I mean, diabetes, hypertension, all these other conditions, depression, heart failure, have huge components of compliance, of behavior, of lifestyle that all play a role into it. So,
all right,
if we can treat a core factor of that being obesity, then I think we have an important first step.
All right, Dr. Cook, Dr. Davis-Liu, respond to this issue that basically calling obesity a disease is a part of a trend that healthcare needs to think of conditions as chronic, not acute.
Well, I mean, Dr. Cook illustrated my point beautifully. It is a chronic condition. Our healthcare system is for acute things. Chronic conditions do not respond to the medical system and doctors and healthcare. And so something real simple fact. If you cut out 100 calories per day, remove a soda can of your diet equivalent per day, you lose 10 pounds a year. Do we need to medicalize that? I think a simple conversation of removing 100 calories per day, the math says you lose 10 pounds a year. So it's incredibly simple to do. I don't think having insurance companies now cover drugs and more surgery is the answer. Do Americans want more surgery and more drugs for a lifestyle change? The answer, I think, is no, probably. And I think this is just semantics more than anything.
Doctors, thanks so much. Doctors Davis-Liu, family physician, author of The Thrifty Patient, Vital Insider Tips for Saving Money and Staying Healthy. And Dr. Stephen Cook, pediatrician and associate professor in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Coming up, students thinking about their summer break. Teachers are getting graded. We're asking you for memories of a teacher who made a difference.
My wife's a sixth grade teacher who changed my life when she agreed to marry me before I left for Iraq. If I could elevate her to sainthood, I would. She's a truly remarkable woman who does not get the appreciation or recognition she deserves because of the fundamental cultural issues that plague public education.
That's Mike from Boston. We got this text from Portland, Oregon. My college professor taught me that brilliance and compassion can coexist. Tell us what makes a great teacher. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. This is The Takeaway.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.